I have come to a point where Liz is pointing out something here. So what are we looking at?
Well, what I think is really cool about South Mountain Park is the petroglyphs that are all over the trail that you can just walk right by and be an arm's distance away from them.
Right, and actually, I didn't notice them. How do you keep your eye out for them so you know what they look like?
Well, what's really cool, too, is different times of the day, different weather, you're going to see them in abundance or you're not going to see them at all. High noon, you won't see anything, just the way the sun is shining on them. But today, with the clouds and early in the morning, we're seeing the coyote pop right out of the rock.
About how long ago were those probably made?
Oh, anywhere up to about 1,000 years ago, possibly even more.
Wow. 1,000 years.
And most times to see art like that, you have to go into the museum. And here you're out in nature seeing them.
Absolutely. And you're getting exercise. Do you know how many petroglyphs are here?
In South Mountain? Thousands.
Thousands. Do people ever discover ones that you haven't seen before?
Oh, absolutely. I actually work with Maricopa County, the Site Steward Program, go out with them. And every time we've been out, we've found new petroglyphs that we didn't know about.
We were talking about the map at the beginning of this episode. Is there such a thing as a map of the petroglyphs?
Oh, they're top secret, I have to say. Just to prevent vandalism, they're held in high regard. But if you come on certain ranger-led hikes we offer through the year, then we sometimes can take you backstage to see some of those.
So you can get a hike arranged with a ranger?
Absolutely. I believe hopefully in November we're offering a petroglyph hike. And also through the City of Phoenix, the Pueblo Grande Museum. They offer petroglyph hikes.
That makes it a perfect time of year as well. November really is a great time.
There's also a book out there called Landscapes of the Spirits. It's all the petroglyphs that were known at the time in South Mountain Park, and they're placed in localities. So we're not saying exactly where they are, but we're saying in this generality, you will find these pictures, these images.